My sister and I grew up dancing ballet, following in the footsteps, quite literally, of our mum. She grew up in a small town in northern Italy, the kind of place where wanting to become a professional dancer was frowned upon. People would ask, "How are you going to make money? What will you do when you can no longer perform?" Still, she kept at it. Without a local performing arts school or opportunities to study abroad, she had to fit her training around her college classes. Her routine was like clockwork. Classes in the morning, and then at 2 p.m., she rushed to the studio and spent the rest of the day dancing. In some ways, that was my life for 15 years. I was in preschool when my mum signed me up to my first ballet class, and even now, my childhood memories take place backstage in a London theatre. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker and the intoxicating but comforting smell of hairspray. My seriousness paid off. I liked being good at something so difficult, but around the age of 15, all the joy I felt when dancing disappeared. A lot of it had to do with my teachers. I had a sudden 8-inch growth spurt and they freaked out. You see, in ballet, your physique is everything. I often overheard my teachers talking about who was going to become a star, a goal that seemed as much about looks as talent. Dancers who developed larger breasts never made it past a certain point. In my case, I was plagued by my skinny ankles that would always get injured. I was starting to see all the things I wouldn't be. Yet, I was determined to continue. I didn't want to disappoint my mom. The breaking point eventually came. It was during training, and I had a really heavy period. My teachers insisted I wear my white leotard with no underwear and no pad, so as not to ruin the aesthetic of the class. I spent the whole time worrying instead of enjoying the dance. I realized this had been my mentality for some time, and it just didn't feel worth it anymore. So I quit. Telling my mum was hard. We were in a shopping mall after class when I told her. She understood, but even today it makes her sad.
I'm sad of the reason why you stopped, not because you stopped, because for me, a good teacher knows how to find the joy out of each single child. So that makes me really upset because the way they treated you and other students.
I've thought about those teachers who managed to crush my passion, and that in some ways, I let them. It made me resent ballet for years. But now, when I think about all those years of hard work, I focus on the positives. The discipline and the creativity it taught me, skills I use now as a journalist. I try to never miss a deadline. I don't want to let my teachers win forever. I'm pretty sure someday I'll dance again, and maybe I'll enjoy it.